This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon.
Your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here's what matters on July 9th, 2026.
Aramco's venture-building arm Lab 7 is backing Egypt-born Conyx.ai, integrating its B2 code engine into the startup's eComply construction compliance platform. That's a $250 million valuation for Conyx.ai, a big vote of confidence in the company's ability to automate building compliance.
What's interesting here is that Conyx AI is using AI to navigate the complex regulatory environment in construction, which is a cost line that can make or break a project. Our read at Tech Cocoon is that regulation in African tech is a market force equal to capital. And this deal shows that companies are starting to take that seriously.
Regulatory compliance is a major headache for construction companies, and Conyx AI's platform could help streamline that process. But what's the implication for builders and operators? They should be watching how this integration plays out, and whether it can help reduce the cost of compliance.
And it's also worth noting that this deal highlights the importance of local capital formation. Conyx.ai is an Egyptian company, and this investment from LAB7 is a vote of confidence in the local ecosystem.
Speaking of local ecosystems, Terra Industries is building a 34,000-square-foot drone plant in Accra, set to be Africa's largest. That's a big bet on the growing demand for drones in the region, driven in part by escalating security threats in the Sahel.
That's a good point. And it's also worth noting that this plant could have implications for the broader manufacturing sector in Ghana. As Tech Cocoon Intelligence has argued for months, local manufacturing is a key driver of economic growth, and this investment could help spur more activity in the sector.
Yesterday, we talked about the importance of manufacturing in driving economic growth, and this deal is a great example of that. But what's the implication for investors? They should be watching the development of this plant and considering the potential for manufacturing investments in the region.
Egypt's iSchool has acquired software firm Rubicol and its 21 engineers to build proprietary AI systems for schools. That's a significant investment in the edtech space, and it signals a shift in African and MENA edtech from selling content to owning the technology stack.
That's a key point. And it's also worth noting that this deal highlights the importance of having a strong technical team in place. The fact that iSchool is bringing on 21 engineers from Rubicol shows that they're serious about building out their AI capabilities.
Our read at Tech Cocoon is that concentration is the story in African venture funding. And this deal is a great example of that. iSchool is making a big bet on AI, and it's likely that we'll see more consolidation in the edtech space as companies look to build out their technical capabilities.
Wasoko co-founder Daniel Yu has launched a $100 million philanthropic fund to back export manufacturing and labor mobility. That's a big bet on the idea that Africa's startup decade created capital and apps, but not enough jobs.
That's a good point. And it's also worth noting that this fund highlights the importance of addressing the jobs gap in Africa. As Tech Cocoon Intelligence has argued, philanthropic and jobs-focused funds are a complement to venture, not an indictment of what venture failed to fund.
So, what's the implication for investors? They should be watching this fund and considering the potential for investments in export manufacturing and labor mobility. It's a big opportunity for companies that can create jobs and drive economic growth.
That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding.
The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. From Amara and Kwame, we will see you tomorrow.
TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akaiza.